Welcome back to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and in this segment, we're giving it up for the NAMI-winning Dakota flute player Cody Blackbird and his new CD, Weecho Hun. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Cody regarding the new release and his work with Frank Wan of Nake Nula Waun, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From his CD, Weecho Hun, here is Cody Blackbird with The Return. From his latest release, Weecho Hun, that was Cody Blackbird with The Return. Visit Cody at his official website, www.codyblackbird.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Cody regarding his new release and his work with Frank Wan, and here's how the interview went.
Well, it's been quite a year for you, the past one anyway, with your NAMI win. Talk about how that felt.
Well, it was just amazing. It was quite the honor to be able to win that award, to receive that award from the Native American Music Awards, to be recognized as the top flutist in Native American music is quite the honor. Especially at 22 years old when I won the award, it was just mind-blowing to me. And my year has been just amazing since. I've had a lot of great opportunities to be able to travel and play my music at various places around the country. I'm getting ready to take off for a 9-day, 4-city, 12-show tour, which will take me to Florida, 3 cities in Florida, Alaska, and then back to Utah.
You're constantly on the move. Does it ever become a grind, or does the music just make it easier?
You know, it does. I mean, the times, the hustle in the airport, getting to the shows, things like that, it does. But then, you know, you play your music and, you know, it makes it all worth it. And, you know, just last week or a couple weekends ago, I did a show in Chicago with Keith Sokola and Gabriel Ayala. And we all got there. Keith had just flown in the day of, Gabe and I both the day before, and got there, did the show. And then, you know, afterwards we're in the room jamming until about 3 in the morning. And so, you know, it's truly about the music. It's the love of music that keeps us going as musicians, and keeps the music flowing.
No, it just blows me away when you say you're 22. You've already got like 4 full-length recordings behind you already. So talk about this new release that's on its way out. How do you feel about it, the end result?
Well, you know, Wichoha was a great concept from the beginning, an album to focus on cultural revitalization, keeping onto our cultural ways and values, and doing so through language and teaching and things of that nature. And so to name the songs for different, you know, we named the songs for different meanings and different, there were different phrases, like, for instance, one of the songs, which I believe I sent to you, is Okipi Chosh Nilo, and in Lakota that means nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible when you have faith in the Creator. And that's something that I try to instill in the youth when I travel and work with youth across the country, is have faith in yourself, have faith in the Creator, and nothing is impossible. You can do anything you set your mind to. And so that's where this album is really gone, and it's really gotten a lot of great publicity. It's gotten worldwide radio play. It's been bought all around the world. It's just had great reviews, and I'm really proud of this project.
Have there been any reactions to it that have surprised you or didn't expect?
You know, I did. I got a couple really nice emails from, one was from Germany and one was from Australia. And just one of them, the one in Germany said, Mr. Blackbird, it was great to finally hear flute music from the heart. And that just really touched me. Somebody who, so far away, who found something in my music that touched them. You know, that's what it's about for me. If I can go to a concert and do a concert for 2,000 people, and one person out of that audience was touched by my music, and, you know, something was brought to them by my music, then it's worth it.
And talk about how music began for you. What sort of got you onto this path you're on now?
Well, you know, I've been into music since I was very young, since I was about 4 years old. I've always loved playing with my dad's guitar. My dad was a renowned American Indian songwriter and poet. He traveled a lot of the poetry gatherings and performed with people such as Michael Martin Murphy and people on that caliber. So I traveled with him growing up, and I saw that side of the show business that I loved, you know, getting out there performing for people, seeing people enjoy the music, and I just sort of, you know, kept following it. And we moved to Alaska when I was about 8 years old, and I started, I went to a concert for a group called Medicine Dream up in Alaska. They're a NAMI award-winning contemporary rock group. And their lead singer, lead guitarist, Paul Pike, who's Mi'kmaq from Newfoundland, Canada, he plays the flute. And then I saw him play, and I was inspired. I told my dad I'd like to play that instrument, Dad. So we went out, and he bought me that flute. And there was times growing up where he would have to take the flute away from me because I wouldn't do my homework. I wouldn't get the chores done. So, you know, I was just constantly playing the flute, and I taught myself how to play, and I taught myself my own techniques and my own style. You know, I'd never try to copy someone else's style. I always tried to come up with my own. And from there, it led me to, you know, performing professionally from the time of 14 years old to, you know, touring the world now. It's been quite the experience.
Visit Cody at his official website, www.codyblackbird.com. From his CD Wichoan, here is Cody Blackbird once again with Okipi Chashni Yelo.
Thank you.
You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, the Dance Hall Pimps, and their new release, Beast for Love. From swampy garage rock to New Orleans-styled rags and romp, the Dance Hall Pimps have what it takes to get your ass on the dance floor, with songs such as Beast for Love, Mommy Was a Zombie, and Heartbreak of Dawn. Beast for Love, the new album from the Dance Hall Pimps, Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at their official website, www.dancehallpimps.com. He was a beast for love. All the monsters died that way. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Rockwired Media proudly presents the premier edition of our online publication, Rockwired Magazine. Get the stories behind the music of today's independent recording artists and get to know some of the industry's leading entrepreneurs and visionaries. The premier issue features exclusive interviews with Janis, Edge of Paradise, Lisa Hilton, and Nake Nulawalu. Rockwired Magazine, available exclusively at rockwired.com. We didn't get much further than a shoebox for a home. And I'm at save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. Are you a music maker eager to take the stress and the cost out of recording? Then make a little noise at Elephonic Recording, the sound choice for the independent musician. Record in a relaxed environment and take advantage of 32-channel recording, a staff of session musicians and engineers who know what the heck they're doing. Elephonic Recording, a sound choice. Located at 5620 Venice Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-797-1333 or visit us at elephonicrecording.com. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and in this segment, we're giving it up for Cody Blackbird and his new release, We Chohun. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Cody regarding the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And recently, you've paired up with Frank Wand of Nake Nulawaun for a track. What was that like, bringing this, you know, traditional sound with this hip-hop sound together?
Oh, it was awesome. It was, you know, we were in the studio recording We Chohun. Frank also recorded, mixed, and mastered Wichoha. And, you know, he had been telling me a few weeks prior to me getting to Chicago that he had this track he wanted me to lay down some stuff on. And so he was playing for me a little bit in the studio and came up with the chorus for the vocal bulls and then came up with the flute. And it's just sort of all rolled together. We laid down the flute, the vocals, and then he laid down his tracks. But it's, you know, working with other types of music, bringing traditional into hip-hop music, you know, it's something that I love to do because it's expanding on something that's really never been done with Native American traditional music before. And I'm a very eclectic person when it comes to music. I listen to just about everything. So, you know, I'm down to play flute with anything from country to hip-hop to rock to you name it. I love playing to all types of music.
I see. And now, I've interviewed Jana Michonne, and, you know, she started out as a more or less a traditional sort of singer into more of a contemporary styled one. Do you see yourself ever doing something a little more contemporary or anything like that? Or,
you know, quite possibly, you never know. I mean, could be around the corner, who knows, but you know, right now I'm focusing on the flute music, and you know, my dream with the flute is to take it somewhere it's never gone before, into mainstream music as well. And so I think right now that's my focus, but you never know what might be around the corner for me.
And I hear you're going to be performing at Gathering of Nations this year.
Yeah, I am. I was honored to be asked by Emergence Productions, who handles Stage 49 and the performances there, to perform at Gathering of Nations Powwow Alley, and I will also be performing in the main Powwow Arena in the pit. Friday and Saturday I'll be performing there, and then Friday and Saturday night as well, I'll be performing at the Press Room in downtown Albuquerque. I believe you'll be hosting that event, and then Shawn Michael Perry will be performing there, and a lot of other groups performing there as well. So it's going to be a great time in Albuquerque.
And since you've pursued this as a career, what's been the biggest surprise for you?
Oh, gosh, I would say the biggest surprise to, you know, be winning the NAMMY for Flutist of the Year, most definitely. But, no, just the notoriety that has come with it. And, you know, I was standing outside Sacramento Airport a few months ago, and I saw this guy walk up. He had a Morongo Powwow T-shirt on, and he's a Diné guy, I believe. And he walked up to me, and I was just standing there outside checking my itinerary on my phone. And he said, "Hello, Mr. Blackbird. How are you?" And it just, it kind of took me aback, like, whoa, you know, people know who I am. And it's really some feeling to know that, and to know that people listen to the music, and that it's really helping, and it's really getting out there, because that was always my dream. I never dreamed that it would get as far as it has, and I'm just astounded by that.
What would you like people to come away with after they've heard this album?
A sense of serenity, peace, you know, a sense of wanting to retain, you know, get out there and work to retain your culture, get out there and work with the youth, get out there, if you aren't studying your language or know your language, you know, get out there and learn your language. If you know your language, get out there and teach your language. It's all about helping each other out, and this album is all about retaining culture and helping sustain our way of life and our values. So if I could have people take something away from that, it would be do everything you can to retain your culture, and don't let it slip away.
Visit Cody at his official website, www.codyblackbird.com. Here is Cody, along with native blues rocker Keith Sekola.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for this edition of Aboriginal Sounds. A special thanks goes out to Jana Michoni, Frank Wan, and Cody Blackbird for their time and their music. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Aboriginal Sounds is powered by Rockwired Media LLC. A limited liability company and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.